And here we go. Perfect. Welcome to the LaFrance Paradigm. My name is Robert LaFrance. We are getting set up here live on Facebook and Instagram. And tonight I'm going to be discussing how leadership and network marketing is significantly better than the military or corporate America, and for multiple reasons. Okay. I want to share how leadership in network marketing can be your place, your new place to call home if you're a leader or you're a natural born leader and you're looking for a place to become a leader and grow and have all the resources. Okay. Network marketing is a great industry for the straight up fact that we are surrounded by entrepreneurs who want to be successful and bring value to the marketplace and earn a living by doing so. Okay. If you are interested in, creating a brand for yourself or making an impact in some way and understand the value in that, there is personal development surrounded industries like real estate and network marketing. And the biggest difference that I can share right off the bat from working with leaders in and out of network marketing, my military experience, and working in corporate America is that attitude is a huge differentiator between being a good day at work or being a bad day at work. Okay. First and foremost, my experience in the military or working with corporate America, whether or not people want to be there is this attitude that people have. Sometimes they don't have a say or don't think they have a choice to participate in the workforce that they're in. And so that can become oil in the water of the workforce. And as a leader, that can be really challenging because you're working with people who may or may not have a good attitude or who may or may not respect the values of the workplace. And it's something that you're going to be constantly managing and taking deep breaths. And when you're working with people and trying to develop the workforce into leaderships and taking ownership in what you're doing. Now, coming from a place of the military background, looking around and the commands that I've been in, some of the morale that I've been around, we were feeling deflated and we often had challenges with our leadership. I mean, in some cases, people die from poor decisions from leadership. And so, what makes leadership and network marketing that much better? Well, my Instagram paused, so I apologize for the pause. But the fact is that we care about your success. Not only do we have the tools and the systems for you to be successful, some of these industries, our success depends on your success. In order for you to be successful, we have to make sure we show up for you. We have to make sure that we give you the training and give you the motivation and remind you that you might not be making your bonuses, or hey, remember you said that you wanted to make $5,000 a month. Where are you at with that? Versus, hey, why aren't you here on time? When you're working around entrepreneurs, in order to put bread and on the table and provide for their families, for our families, we need to show up and make sales or do something of service in order to get paid for that. Whereas in some other places, we can just clock in and disappear and hang out and do half-hearted work and efforts, which degrades the quality of the workforce. It affects the company culture. And like I said, becomes that oil in the water. And so in order to reduce that, leaders, both in the corporate workforce and in the entrepreneurship workforce, have to show up in some way. Now, when it comes to taking a toll on our energy and the time that we're putting into our workforce for the results, what is the return on that investment for us? What is the return on that for the entrepreneurs or the new people coming into the company, or whether that's corporate or network marketing? Is what are your goals? Does someone have serious goals and wanting to participate in the workforce? Are they trying to, reach the top rank of their company and become the number one person in their company? Or and what does that entail? And what are the efforts that someone has to accomplish to do that? I remember when I was in the Navy, in order to become an EP sailor, an early promote sailor, we had to do so much volunteer work. We had to do so much around the command. And then once we completed our evals, we had to submit that to our leadership, where they would either accept what you typed or they would completely rewrite it and give that promotion to somebody else because they were getting ready to transfer or whatever the case may be. So in some environments, in some workforces, it doesn't even matter how hard you show up because there's always someone that is in a higher hierarchy position where they can adjust and influence your success and your results, which is part of the reason why I decided to leave the military. My life is important to me. My family is important to me. I wanted to make more income than what I was able to make while being enlisted in the military. And so I got into real estate and network marketing, and now I can earn as much money as I want. I can get paid daily. I can make an impact. I can connect with people. You know, some of my favorite things about what I'm doing is having the dream conversation. When I do my mentorship on Veterati and people schedule calls with me, they say, "Hey, Robert, you know, I saw that you're in real estate. I want to start businesses. You know, I don't really know where I'm going with it. You know, what can I do?" And that dream conversation about, okay, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? How much money do you want to be making? What does your schedule look like? You know, are you gone all the time? Are you traveling with family? Are you a stay-at-home mom or dad? You know, what are you working remotely? Are you posting on social media? Do you have to make 1,000 phone calls a day? Do you have to deliver 1,000 newspapers from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.? You know, what does your dream look like? And in that environment of being a leader, sitting down with a new person, having a game plan interview, that gets exciting because both people are sparking their creative juices. They're talking about what their lives could be. And then you have a mutual agreement to be there for each other. The new person has a sponsor or a leader, a mentor to look up to and say, "Hey, I know you've been doing this for a long time. How do I get to where you're at?" Or, "Hey, I have a question about this. Can you better answer this for me?" And the leader can provide resources, training, masterminds, workshop, group calls, third-party calls, connect you with other people within the company that are doing the thing, that are aligned with your values and mission. And then you're able to grow together. Whereas a workforce, someplace that you clock in every day, you need to go in, you know, you keep the place clean, you fulfill your duty, you're trying to hang out there for as long as possible to make sure you get those hours and then make some extra sales so you can earn those commissions. So there's a little bit different work lifestyle and leadership lifestyle between the two companies or between the two industries. And if you're a leader looking for your place to make an impact and trying to live in a life of creativity and passion and doing what you love, the first thing that we need to consider is, what industry, product, or service can we decide to participate in, learn a lot about, and then share that information with people or perform the duty that we're looking to perform? Like, I love Body Flight. I love that I can go into iFly and fly and connect with first-time flyers and share my passion of the dream of flight with people while also train and improve my skills while connecting with other athletic professional people of a similar mindset where we're hanging out and doing the thing. And that's a lot of fun for me. But even in that environment between middle management and senior management and general management, you know, there's expectations like everything. And depending on your attitude in that environment or depending on the attitude of other people can really dictate your energy levels, your desire to be present in the atmosphere, and ultimately, affect your results and your joy and whether or not you want to stay there. I mean, for example, when I was doing a lawn care service, during COVID, we went from walking the streets, knocking on doors, letting people know what we found in their lawn to going inside. And then the leadership wasn't always skilled in personal development, didn't really know how to manage their emotions and sometimes snapped at people. I've been guilty of that as well. But let's take a look at some of those scenarios where people might be snapping at you. Are you in a high stress, high tense environment? Is there high risk? Is there a reason for someone to be snapping at you if you ask for help? Sometimes there is no reason. And then for me, having served in the Navy for 7 years, I wasn't about to have some guy snap at me when I ask how to do my job correctly while we're on a time crunch and I have to complete 50 yards in the day, you know? In a entrepreneurial space and network marketing and real estate, we get to have a conversation about, hey, where do you want to go? How do you want me to show up as your mentor? And you're staying in that creative juices space. And then you just follow up and then you get to keep track of what they're doing. And then you say, "Hey, bud, you said you wanted to be number one. Are you doing number one effort? Are you showing up? Are you doing the training? There's training multiple times a day, every day. Are you making excuses? Are you taking this seriously? Are you trying to do this part-time spare time?" Well, if you're trying to do this part-time spare time, you might not be getting those, you know, full-time results that you're looking for, you know? So when it comes to making a decision of where you want to call your home, the best thing is to figure out what kind of schedule and lifestyle you want to be living throughout the day. How do you want to wake up? Do you want to wake up and go to the gym and say your prayers and then jump on a team Zoom call where you're getting all fired up and then you all break off and then, you know, start making calls? Or do you want to make videos, training videos on how to become a better leader or how to make up or toy reviews and stuff like that, or sharing information for a commission? One of the things I love about my company is that we help people, we prevent people from getting taken advantage of. People get taken advantage of all the time. Building wealth, there's legal transactions and everything that we do in the real estate deals and asset management, estate planning, speeding tickets, driving cars. I was able to connect with so many Uber drivers over the weekend. I was an Uber driver. I didn't decide to be an Uber driver because I loved driving and putting wear and tear on my car and being a taxi. I needed extra cash, and I knew that I had a car and I had extra time, and I knew that I could just turn that thing on and get paid for driving people from A to B and then maybe make some good real estate connections. Same thing happens as a passenger. I get to connect with people, the drivers, and say, "Hey, I used to Uber drive. How are you doing? What'd you do before? Oh, you do this full time now? You looking to make some extra money?" Yes. Almost everyone today is looking for a chance to make extra money without taking advantage of people, without participating in scams. So how can you do that? All right, that's the question. And you need to do your due diligence. You need to do some discernment, some research, and figure out what works for you. And until you can shift your schedule from maybe a place that you're not so happy with to gradually focusing into putting your time, your money into resources that allow you to do more of what you love, and then essentially change your whole lifestyle. Now, it's really important that you don't look at other people's lifestyle and say, "I want to live like that," because you have your own plan, you have your own dreams, and it's going to be unique to you and what you're trying to do. Okay. But if you're a leader and you actually want to be there and put the time and effort into personal development and training and your success and have access to systems, this is a great opportunity. I want you to keep an open mind and see what's available out there for you. Network marketing is an awesome industry. There's a lot of products and services that you can participate in. I've been a part of a few of them, and I found my home with Legal Shield because of all the legal transactions that are happening. It benefits my family. I use it in my real estate. I can do it from home. I connect with people. There's training. I'm in Oklahoma City right now after my national convention, where I got to connect with other veterans implementing this in their daily lives or existing businesses or representing full-time independent associates. Okay. So the difference between a workforce and entrepreneurs is that entrepreneurs understand that they want to be there and they have to be there in order to bring the lifestyle that they're trying to achieve. And matter of fact, entrepreneurship is one of the two areas, or if not the only area, where someone can really make something of themselves and make a huge living and rewarding place of service for the people in the community that they create, because you get to make it your own. Your schedule is your own. Now, you still have to do income producing activity, especially if your results aren't consistent yet. But that's why network marketing or real estate portfolios are so great, because once you start making sales and you start building that residual income, well, then you have money coming in when you're sleeping. You're waking up to deposits, And so there's, out of the four categories of income or work that Robert Kiyosaki talks about, whether you're working at a job or you're investing and you got that passive income, you want to slowly start designing your life and putting your effort into the areas where you're going to have reoccurring residual income, so you don't have to worry about it and you have the flexibility to make a decision. Or if you're someone like I connected over the weekend, that you've worked at a place for 17 and 20 years, and then you they finally get, they finally say, "Hey, you're laid off. We don't need you anymore. What are you going to do?" All right. For me, I love working at iFly Virginia Beach. Virginia's a work at will state. Anything could happen while I'm there. And I don't have to worry about if someone has a bad day or if I have poor communication with my leadership, or God forbid that an accident happens and they say, "Hey, we got to let you go." I'm good. Financially, I'm good. I'm going to be a little bit heartbroken because I love body flight and sharing that connection with first-time flyers and coaching skydivers. And I just love to fly all day. I get to be Peter Pan. I get to go up and down and do all these aerobatics. It's a lot of fun. I've always dreamt about being a competitive body flight athlete. But let's say something happens and then I don't get to do what I love anymore, someplace that I'm building roots in. Well, then I have backups and I have something. I have support. I have skills and I have ability to earn uncapped income potentials by including a service that everybody needs and can benefit from. Particularly, my niche is real estate investing and helping veterans start businesses and manage service member benefits, military relocation, closing attorneys, contract review. And then, you know, if they have children, even their children get access to these services, because who wants their teenaged child, you know, driver or a passenger in another car, you know, if they get pulled over in the wrong place at the wrong time and they don't know their rights, well, they just don't have any, you know? And so it's not always the sexiest thing, like, oh, legal rights and stuff like that. But the thing is that we live in a world where there's police, there's law, there's misunderstandings, there's being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, you turn on the news, there's always something bad going on. And so there's an opportunity to really help people if they are open-minded to helping themselves, okay? So if you're looking to find a place to call home as a leader, looking to sharpen your skills, develop as a leader, make an impact, work with people who genuinely want to be present and support you and have fun and go on trips and make great memories helping people and having parties or going on cruises, whatever that case is, that's a totally different atmosphere versus working in a place where you're contractually obligated. I have to be here. You know, who works with someone who's always talking about where they used to work with, where they used to work and how they used to make so much more money and how this place is that place and blah, 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 blah. That kind of mindset and conversation is a drain and is a negative influence on the workforce. Okay. And as a manager or a leader, you have to make that decision if you're in that type of work environment, a corporate work environment, where you're like, man, I'm limited on staff here. This guy's not helping us, but I got to keep him, you know? And so what kind of negative effect does that do on the entire staff's energy, motivation, desire to be there, you know, interaction between customers? And it's something that you have to think about and consider as a leader. And so what kind of life do you want to be living? You know, so that's my food for thought. I think that network marketing and being an entrepreneur is a great environment to sharpen your skills as a leader, especially as a transitioning military service member, because we have so many skills, high risk skills. We know we have a no nonsense. We swore to, you know, defend our country up to our lives. So, you know, making that commitment to ourselves and betting on ourselves and our results, we've already showcased all those strengths in military service that are great and transferable into the civilian workforce. And all you got to do is find the right mentor, find the right team, or believe in yourself and say, you know what? That doesn't resonate with me. They don't resonate with me. I think I can do it better. And then go out there and do that. And you want to be surrounded by those kinds of people because they have growth mindsets. They have positivity mindsets. We are the average of the five people that we hang out with. If you hang out with five broke people, you're guaranteed to be the sixth. Same thing with negative people. And then same thing with rich people, whether that's health, wealth, or happiness. You hang out with five happy people, they're talking about how grateful they are and how God's been so good to them and how they're going on fun vacations and doing awesome stuff. Well, you're going to be the sixth person that's always finding the light in the darkness and sharing that with other people, you know? And so that's just human nature. So I believe in you. Bet on yourself. Look for opportunities. If you have any questions about starting a business, you know, what I'm discussing, what we do with Legal Shield or real estate investing, comment below, comment checklist below. I have a free checklist at theveteransmentor.com where I give the keys to the kingdom away for you to identify how to buy cash flowing multifamily real estate. You can also use it to find single family real estate and hold real estate agents accountable, hold lenders accountable, and be empowered versus, you know, hanging on to the word of a brand new real estate agent or a real estate agent who's been in the game for 30 years and doesn't know that much about the VA home loan or doesn't know that much about the type of real estate that you're trying to do. Maybe they have commission breath and they're just trying to do whatever they can to stay afloat and they're trying to be of service. You know, unfortunately, one of my negative experiences when I was a real estate agent, I was going through divorce and I had to do anything I could to generate business. And that attitude and that mindset took a toll on me. It took a toll on the clients. It had negative results on my clients. And we're talking about home sales. Real estate, we are helping guide people in and out of the largest transactions that they're going to be in, whether it's a single family home or a multi-million dollar asset. These people can't be messed with, you know, especially when they're dealing with death, taxes, divorce, they're upside down in their house, they're relocating, whatever, you know. And so it's really important that we are considerate of the people that we're working around, understanding what they have going on in their life and how we can better serve them as entrepreneurs. And matter of fact, in the corporate workforce, we need to maintain compassion and understanding for what we have going on amongst each other and rise and link up, because the rising tide does lift ships. And when the tide goes low, when it's an outgoing tide, well, guess what? All the ships go down. So it's just important to consider that. All right. I was super excited to share some of this with you because I've been surrounded by great leaders all weekend. And it is so inspiring to be around great leaders who are doing the thing, making a positive impact, making life-changing money, being of service to their communities, buying and flipping real estate, improving the value of neighborhoods, helping everybody grow with them. And it reminded me of what it's like to be around a workforce that doesn't have that type of mindset and philosophy of, yeah, we got a really good thing going on. We are making a great team, and let's keep this going. And you just want to bring people into that type of atmosphere versus the opposite. Okay. So if you found value in this, drop a comment. Let me know what you found valuable. Make sure you like, share, let people know what we're going on here, and make sure you subscribe and follow. Okay. I love you so much. Have a great one.